This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Do you need a COVID booster shot? Health officials say not yet, but Pfizer says it will ask the FDA to approve a third dose of its COVID vaccine. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
At the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID cases have risen 11% over last week.
We know that the Delta variant has increased transmissibility, and it is currently surging in pockets of the country with low vaccination rates.
She says current vaccines do protect against it. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Health officials say they want to see more data before authorizing booster shots. Tropical storm Elsa is expected to move near or over the Northeast today. The main threat, says the Weather Service, flooding, rains, and strong winds. This morning, Elsa is southwest of Atlantic City, New Jersey. Tropical storm warnings extended up the coast from North Carolina to Massachusetts. They're looking for human remains now at the site of the Florida condo building collapse, not survivors. But Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says a fire official is making a promise to the families of the 76 people who are still missing.
The Miami-Dade Fire Department will not stop working until they've gotten to the bottom of the pile and recovered every single one of the family's missing loved ones. It's what we've said all along, and they've stuck to their commitment. And I'm very, very thankful.
64 people are known dead in Florida. Two of the 17 suspects in the assassination of Haiti's president are believed to be dual U.S. Haitian citizens. Colombia's government says at least six are former soldiers in its army. The U.S. military operation in Afghanistan will end on August 31st, says President Biden. Oxfam says 11 people die of hunger every minute. This is AP News. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking people and businesses to cut the amount of water they use by 15%. Here's our Ed Donahue.
Newsom says some are calling this a mega drought.
This is jaw-dropping. What's happening in the West Coast of the United States?
Reservoirs in California are rapidly emptying. The recommendations include taking shorter showers, running dishwashers only when full, and less lawn watering. Newsom's request is not an order.
But I want to underscore voluntary water conservation.
The governor says drought conditions go as far back as 2000.
We are hopeful that people will take that mindset that we brought into. The people of the state of California will take that mindset they brought into the last drought and extend that forward.
Lake Oroville in Northern California is at 30% capacity. I'm Ed Donahue.
Americans are borrowing more to spend more. $35 billion more in May, says the Federal Reserve. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.